All right, moving on to old business. We have four items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use number 2013-TBHM-LLC.
Mr. Chairman, at the last meeting on April the 9th, the commission allowed the record to remain open for a period of 10 days for public comment on a revised site plan. That would have closed on April 19th, and we did not receive any comments on the site plan.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, that's one of the many motions I'm making tonight, so if, I have circulated a copy of those. Of that particular motion, and because of the number of items that are involved in it. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2013 for DBHM LLC for a metery microbrewery for the manufacturing of honey wine and tasting based upon record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this site is appropriate for a small and limited business use. It is an irregular shape parcel bordered by Route 9, a railroad, and a B1 property. As a result, it is not reasonable to be used as a residential property. However, it is appropriate for a conditional use with conditions and limitations that can be included with a conditional use approval. Two, the use would be consistent with neighboring and adjacent properties and uses, including a B1 property to the east. There are also other small conditional use businesses in the vicinity of this property. Three, the use is of an agricultural nature, producing wine from locally produced honey, fruit, and spices. As a result, it supports local agriculture. Four, the use will promote the growing culinary and winery tourist industry in Sussex County. Five, this use will be regulated by the Delaware Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission and Title IV of the Delaware Code regarding production requirements, sales, hours of operation, and other aspects of the mead production and sales. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, because this property is divided by Cool Spring Branch, a wetlands delineation must be obtained with all state and federal wetlands shown on the final site plan. No wetlands may be disturbed without an appropriate permit. B, the use shall be subject to all regulations of the Delaware Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission and federal brewery or winery requirements. C, the use shall be subject to all DelDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. D, there may be one lighted sign permitted on the property, not to exceed 32 square feet per side. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second that motion. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2013-TBHM-LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Here.
The motion carries 3-0 with the chairman not voting because he did not attend the public hearing.